So the man-child is taken before the great tribulation. And where is he taken? To the throne. What condition? You read verse 11. And they have overcome him, that is Satan, by reason of the blood of the Lamb and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death. This man-child is collective. The overcomers of the church. The whole church is supposed to be an overcoming church. Because Christ is the overcomer. He has overcome all his enemies. And he has given us this overcoming life. So if you read 1 John, you will find, what is it that overcomes? Our faith. In other words, the whole church ought to be an overcoming church. But unfortunately, the church as a whole has not overcome, but being overcome. But thank God, out of the travail, there will be the overcomers. And who are the overcomers? They overcome the enemy by reason of the blood of the Lamb. In other words, they are not perfect, but they know the preciousness, the availability of the blood of the Lamb. In other words, even though they have their failures, but they confess and cleanse by the blood of the Lamb daily. Always cleansed. These overcomers are not super Christians. These overcomers are normal Christians. Because most Christians are abnormal and subnormal. These are the Christians who know the preciousness of the blood of the Lamb. Do you think you have grown so much that you have grown beyond the need of the blood of the Lamb? The closer you walk with God, the nearer you are to the light, the more you are conscious of the need of the blood of the Lamb. Do we know the blood of the Lamb? Do we apply it by faith upon us? Not only by reason of the blood of the Lamb, but reason by the word of their testimony. In other words, they have a testimony. What is their testimony? Their testimony is Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. And when they say it, it's backup with their life. Because Jesus is indeed their Lord and their King. That's the condition. Thirdly, they love not their lives even unto death. The life there here is their soul life. They do not love their soul life. They are willing to let their soul life die in order to gain their life to eternity. brothers and sisters, these are the conditions. And they will be raptured before the great tribulation to the throne. So I leave it with you to examine these scriptures and to see this matter on rapture. Now let's go back to Matthew chapter 24. The Lord said, as the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. In the days of Noah, as we find here, the Lord said, people are eating and drinking and marrying and giving to marriage. And suddenly the flood came. When Noah entered into the ark, the flood came. And they were all taken away. Eating and drinking, marrying and giving to marriage are legitimate. There's nothing wrong with that. But eating and drinking, marrying and giving a marriage are not the goal of life. If you make eating and drinking, marrying and giving to marriage as the purpose, the goal of life, that is very, very wrong. Look at today. Marrying and giving to marriage. Marrying the seventh time. This is the days of Noah. So shall be the coming of the Son of Man. What does the Lord mean, eating and drinking, marrying and giving to marriage? It means that people are so materialistic, so occupied with the things of this world, they have absolutely no interest in spiritual things. They do not consider the welfare of their soul. They are completely earthly, worldly. And suddenly, Noah entered into the ark. God said, enter into the ark. Now, Noah entered into the ark, according to the context, does not refer to people who are kept through the Great Tribulation. Rather, it means taken out of the tribulation. Now you have to read the context to understand this. But when Noah entered into the ark, then the flood. The two are those who are living at the time of parousia, of the coming of the Lord. But the ten virgins actually represents those who are dead in Christ. You know, traditionally, we say the five wise virgins are believers, the five foolish virgins are non-believers. But the scripture never describes an unbeliever as virgin. Unbeliever is an adulterer or adulteress. Only those who are cleansed by the precious blood are virgins. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I have espoused you as chaste virgins to one man, Christ. And these virgins, they all slept. They went out to meet the bridegroom, but the bridegroom delayed, so they slept. And the sleeping there does not refer to spiritual sleeping, because the wise sleep too. And it does not refer to normal sleeping, which is only maybe 8 hours and somebody only 4 hours. So it refers to death. Because the Lord delays. They were waiting for the Lord in the first century, but He doesn't arrive, so they die. They're waiting for the Lord at the second century. The Lord doesn't arrive, so they die. So here you'll find the 10 virgins represent those who have died in Christ Jesus. But they will be raised from the dead at the voice. So you put them together, you have the 12. You know, the earth is round. So when rapture shall happen, some will be sleeping because in certain corner of the world it is night. And some will be working in the field, it is noontime, daytime. And some will be grinding a mill, it is in the early morning. Because the women in those days, they grind a mill in the early morning. That shows the earth is round. Then, suddenly, the Lord will come as a thief. One is taken, one is left. Now, the word taken there is paralambeno. It is used 52 times in the scripture. Sometimes it's you in the good sense. Sometimes in the bad sense. So you have to read the context to determine. Let me ask you a question. When a thief comes to your house, what will he steal? Will he steal your garbage? I hope he will come every night. But strangely, you find when a thief comes, he seems instinctively know where your treasure hides. He will go to your treasure. And do you think the Lord will do differently? He will take the garbage and leave the treasure? Certainly not. And He's taken the one to Himself. So without doubt, the one that is taken is the one that is precious to Him. Outwardly, no difference. Do not be afraid to go to sleep tonight. Some people say the Lord is coming. They do not dare even to sleep. They say, if the Lord shall come and I'm preaching, thank God, hallelujah. I will be taken. Not necessarily. Go on with your normal life. If it is night, go to sleep. Go on with your normal duty. If it is morning, grind a meal. Go on with your normal responsibility. Go to the field and work.
You know, people today say, well, the Lord is coming. What's the sense of doing anything?
No.
Go on. Live a normal life. But there is a difference. Outwardly, as you look at these Christians, you do not see any difference. You find they all go to church on Sunday. Maybe they all take their Bible with them. Many people do not even bother to take their Bible because the church will provide for them. Outwardly, you cannot see the difference. And do not try to judge. We don't know. Both are sleeping. No difference. Both are grinding. No difference. Both are working in the field. No difference. But the Lord knows. Who is waiting for him? Who is not? Who is watching? Who is not watching? Who is praying? Who is not praying? Who is keeping the word of his patience? Who is not keeping the word of his patience? Who is overcoming? Who is overcome? The Lord knows. What a surprise it would be. Dear brothers and sisters, this can happen anytime. Do not say that the Lord delays his coming. He may come any moment, but he will come as a thief. Are you ready for him? Are you worthy to be taken? Or will you be left behind? I'm afraid there will be a great surprise. Many people think suddenly, so-and-so will be taken. But he's left. Many people will think so-and-so will be left, but he's taken. Do not be too sure of yourself. If you think you are ready, you are not ready. But if you really feel you're not ready, you may be ready. So what the Lord said, watch therefore. That is what we are watching for. And when this happens, then you know the presence of the Lord has arrived. Now, brothers and sisters, I struggle over this subject. The reason is I do not want to leave it with you as an academic knowledge. I know people are interested in rapture. But what people are interested in rapture is actually interested in the interpretation of rapture. I hope you are not interested in the interpretation. I hope you are interested in rapture. Whatever interpretation that will help you to be more watchful and prepared, that will be profitable. But holding on to any interpretation is nothing. Brothers and sisters, what is important is, in view that there is to be rapture, let me put it this way. We long for the parousia of the Lord. If you love Him, you long that He will be present. He has been absent so long. And thank God, He will satisfy your longing heart. But brothers and sisters, do you know that even when our Lord Jesus, before He left us, He already told us He is coming back to take us to Himself. In other words, there is a longing in the heart of our Lord Jesus for the bride. Since the day that He has departed, He is anxiously waiting for the time when He can take His bride to Himself. Rapture is the longing of the heart of Christ. He longed to receive us. He longed to take us to Himself, to be His eternal bride. But unfortunately, we are not ready. So, brothers and sisters, we need to have the heart of Christ as He longed for us. Let us long for Him. We need to have the spirit of rapture. Not just the knowledge of rapture. What good of that knowledge if you are left? We need to have that spirit of rapture. Now, what is a rapture spirit? A rapture spirit is a spirit that even though you are still on earth, your heart is already there. The Lord Jesus said, no one has ever ascended to heaven, but He who is on earth and yet in heaven. Even when our Lord Jesus was on earth, He is in heaven. That is the rapture spirit. Brothers and sisters, are we so bound that when the Lord shall come, we are so heavy, so rooted, that He cannot take us up? The wheat has to be dried to be cut. Are we dried to the earth? Is our heart already in heaven? Do we live daily with a rapture spirit? If we do, then I think our time together tonight is profitable. Otherwise, it's vanity. Let me complete the picture. When the man child, that is the one taken, is taken to the throne, they are the vanguard. Prepare the way for the king to come. You know the heir is the headquarter of the prince of this world. But these overcomers in their daily lives, they have already overcome him. Therefore, they can thrust through the headquarters of the enemy and reach the throne. They are the welcoming party. They go there to bring the Lord from the throne to the air. Therefore you find Michael and his angels will fight against Satan and his followers in the air. And Satan will be thrown down upon this earth. The air is cleared for Christ to descend to the air. And when Satan was thrown upon this earth, this is the beginning of the great tribulation. Those who are left behind will have to suffer. But thank God, it is another chance. If you are not willing to be disciplined today, He will give you another chance to be disciplined during the great tribulation. When the tribulation is over, the harvest is ready. Then you find at the sound of the trumpet, the dead in Christ will be raised first. And those who live and remain, they will be changed and caught up together to the air to meet the Lord there. Now that's rapture. Brothers and sisters, do you long to be raptured? The earlier the better. Not for your sake, for His sake. May the Lord help us. Shall we pray? Our dear Lord Jesus, even before you left, you promised you will come back to receive us to yourself. But Lord, you have been waiting for 2,000 years. Still we are here. Lord, how we do desire that we may please thy heart, that we may be ready for thee. We may even hasten thy return, that thou mayst have us for thyself to satisfy thy longing heart. Lord, do not allow us to be indifferent. Do not allow us to be earthbound. Do not allow us to think that the Lord delays. But Lord, may we live daily in the Spirit. spirit of rapture. We ask in thy precious name.
Amen.
Amen.